This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Love stinks. Hey, Mamaholics, how we doing this week? I didn't mean to cut that off like that, but I did. Suddenly and violently. How we doing, Mamaholics? Thank you very much for tuning back into my mom's favorite podcast right here on the HMB Radio Network. You guys will be hearing this on Wednesday, but I'm actually going to record this on Tuesday, Valentine's Day. Yeah! That's why I started with Love Stinks. That's right. If you guys have been listening, you know that this is the super special Lonely Hearts Club edition of my mom's favorite podcast right here with me, James Bailey, your host. I am single, so I decided, you know what, I'm single, so I'm going to do a single guys podcast since this is just so happens to be happening on Valentine's Day. I'm okay with it, though, because I get to play songs like that and I get to make fun of couples that have to buy each other shit, and I save money that I don't have to spend anyway. You know, all those bullshit reasons that somebody who is single and really wishes they weren't normally gives. You know how those things go. But no, I'm okay with it, so I decided to, I'm going to do a very special podcast. Just kind of hang out here. Will's going to have to put up with it. He's in the other room doing his Will thing. But thank you guys for tuning in. Welcome to Wednesday. Hopefully you guys will be catching me soon. This Friday. That Finley's gig I was telling you guys about, I think it was like last week or the week before. I didn't have a date yet. It's this Friday. Surprise! I found out the other day. So yeah, I'll be performing this Friday at Finley's. It's a pop-in visit. Just doing a little quick guest set to say hi. One last gig at Finley's before I head back up to the frozen tundra that is Wisconsin, the icy white north. I'm still excited about my move, man. I'm just excited to get out of Florida. Anything to get out of here. People keep fucking me saying that I'm not going to leave. I'm leaving. I don't care if I have to hitchhike. I figured it out. I have enough points with my Speedway card. Which, by the way, dude, get a Speedway card. You'd be surprised, or like, I guess a Thornton's card might be good. I see more speedways than anything else, so that's why I have one of those. But just, you know, swipe it when you get shit, it's free, you know, you just run your points up. I forget about my points, I might have enough to get free gas and snacks all the way to Wisconsin. That's like a 24-hour drive if I go straight through, which I cannot imagine how much Red Bull I'm going to drink. I'm drinking a 16-ouncer today because, well, as always, Mamaholics, I'm medicated to the gills today. Started my day early, of course, because work is just so boring right now. Hopefully nobody from work listens to this. Now, we're just slow right now, so it's like, I'm watching a bunch of movies. Ooh, which I have a really good Netflix pearls for you later. This one I'm going to give you as a freebie, though, because this is why I played that song that I played, Love Stinks, J. Geils Band. Because the movie Love Stinks with Bill Bellamy, Peter French. No, French Stewart. I always say Peter French. I think that's the porn guy. But no, it's French Stewart, the guy from Third Rock from the Sun. I'm trying not to say and then I'm getting self-conscious about what I'm saying, so that's why you guys keep hearing pauses. Because I'm stoned and I'm still waiting for the Red Bull that I have been drinking to kick in just a little bit harder. Hold on, let me take a drink so you can hear that, because I know that's what you like to hear. Hear this. Excuse me, I wasn't going to burp to you guys, too. That'd be just gross. So where the question was? The movie Love Stinks. French Stewart you know, lovable, goofy guy, TV writer, meets a chick that is friends with Bill Bellamy's wife. They're best friends. They're co-writers on this show. I think it's Jason Bateman and Tiffany Amber Thiessen are like the stars of the show, and they're supposed to be in love. It kind of reflects in the writing and the things that Tiffany Amber Thiessen's character is doing as the actual relationship with French Stewart dissolves in real life. So it's funny to see that happening, and then like everybody else is like, are you okay? No, this is great shit. It has one of my favorite endings of all time. Like the last 5 to 10 minutes of that movie are some of the best 5 to 10 minutes of a movie I've seen. Like, well, in context, I wouldn't. Excuse me. Jesus, Red Bull's making me burp. The 5 to 10 minutes, well, might be kind of good by itself. How good of a movie would that be where 10 minute increments would be good by themselves? And then put it in the action part. I'm ridiculous. I'm just too stoked. Let me move on. Because the other thing I wanted to talk about, and I'm sure by this point everybody's seen it, is CeeLo Green at the game. Like, just the gold, everything. Just, I wonder how committed to that he was. Like, because he had the mask, and it looked like he was still using the mask, and he's shooting and getting the gold. And I wonder, like, and for those of you that feel like this, just, you know, CeeLo Green. Do that and have to Google with you guys. CeeLo Green, you guys know CeeLo Green, you know, great producer, wonderful artist, put out a lot of great music over the years. But just for some reason, over like the last 5 years or so, ever since Fuck You came out, or Forget You, or whatever version you know the song as, you just know it from the radio or whatnot, ever since that came out, he's kind of been, I want to say there's like a DUI or something. And harassment charge, like, he's been up and down all over the place, and now it's like, I didn't read anything. That kid showed me a picture. I laughed. I was watching wrestling, which, if you're a wrestling fan, you can't, there's no paper. Elimination chamber, right? Fucking fantastic. Cena lost, which I was such a huge fan of. Because I didn't really see why, like, they didn't need to give him the belt. AJ Styles was doing all against me. One clean, one dirty victory. He had the belt over the match, and he could have very easily touched it if he really wanted to make it 30-30. Fine. Should have been a clean win for AJ. Instead, they do a clean win for Cena. I think maybe he might be on his way out there, because there's a lot of young stars for him. So he might be ready to take one of those roles as kind of like, not necessarily in the title run as much, and so maybe I was like 24 or so. I was working for a landscaping company, and one of the dudes that had worked for the company had tried out for, I think it was Real World Philadelphia, and like gotten it. So when he left the job, it just so happened coincidentally that that's when I was applying, so I actually took his spot, and that's part of the reason I ended up watching him that season. So just, I hate Philadelphia so much. Everybody out here heard me say that too. Like how much I just despise Philadelphia all my time, so as much as Florida, maybe. I don't know, like I'll probably come back to the biggest thing. I don't know if I'd be the same if I had like that might be like, I've thought about like if I, you know, should ever get to the point of being a traveling comedian or touring comedian. I've actually thought about telling my agent or, you know, keeping in mind myself if I'm going to do the booking to never book Philadelphia. I thought about never booking Jersey either, but my buddy Kyle Roos is like, no, you gotta book Jersey. So I'll book Jersey. I just know a bunch of shitty people from Philly, but I know even more shitty people from Philly. Like, I don't know. I know some okay people, but I don't know anybody that's like, You're an amazing stand-up person with no flaws, or, well, nobody's no flaws. You get what I'm trying to say. Don't make me smile. I use words I don't know. I feel myself running. Speaking entirely too quickly. So I'm trying to, like, slow myself down and at the same time not have too many fillers, too many, you know, because I catch myself saying them. It's annoying. I realize that for myself. So for you guys, it's got to just drive you insane. All four of you, all five of you. You guys will get a little break from me, though, for a little bit, because once I get up to Wisconsin, I'm not going to be doing podcasts, really, not for a little while. So I get up, get established, get a job. It might be a couple months before I'm ready to sit down and start casting, start podding. I don't want to say casting. Maybe I'll say start podding. No, that sounds ridiculous. That sounds, I don't want to make fun of the Boston accent. That's such an easy target anymore. Ooh, even though Mamaholics, watch for my friend Ali. Watch the page. I'll share it on the page so you guys can watch for my friend Ali. Is about to film another fake commercial thing. This one's going to be for The Bachelor. It's going to be hilarious. He did, like, the fake truck commercials, and he's done fake Doritos. Like, he does fake commercials. They get millions of views on YouTube. I'll start putting some of the links up because I can't remember right now, and I always mean to plug my other friend's things. So that's one of his things that you can check out. And go to, speaking of that, go to Cigar City. .com and just check out all, like, so many of my friends have podcasts on there. Of course, everything on HMB Radio. Check out all the podcasts, everything Tampa. Support the scene down here. We need the assistance. And then in March when I moved to Wisconsin, support the scene up there. Fuck Tampa. Forget about Florida. Forget about all my friends' things. No, don't do that. That'd be horrible. No, what was I? I was somewhere. I was going somewhere well before I got sidetracked. I have no idea where. I was talking about CeeLo Green. And somehow not doing podcasts for a while, so I'm like, get out of Florida. Oh, how much I hate Philly, probably. I don't even know how I got real world wrestling. It's been an adventure, folks. I'm trying to, like, get back to see if I actually had a point, but I don't think I did. Which goes right along with the premise of the show. And don't worry, I know some of you guys are panicking right now thinking you cannot take an hour and a half of this. You don't have to. I'm fully aware of what I'm like, just me, for an hour or more. So that's all you're going to get is an hour, maybe a little less. Maybe I'll cut it short. One of my friends is in town from high school. And like I was telling Will earlier, it's weird because we're still friends. I got happy when he called and I was, you know, made plans to go hang out with him and shit. He's in town visiting his parents. But it was weird. Like, I haven't talked to him in a while. We have a bunch of mutual friends. We all went to high school together and shit. And so I've kind of stayed in touch with him like that. But because he doesn't do social media or anything, I guess that's really not that weird. That's just basically how things used to go before social media. You kept in touch with certain friends. They kept in touch with other friends. And every once in a while, you'd bridge the gap. Huh. I guess I did things the old-fashioned way. Look at me. I'm retro. I'm a pioneer. I'm taking it back, which maybe we should. Social media. That's a great lead-in to something I want to talk about that I just saw. Alanis Morissette got robbed, and she has been putting a lot of pictures recently of all this jewelry she has on her Facebook and Instagram. And it was kind of the same thing with Kim Kardashian, where they said, like, you know, the way that she was always putting all of her diamonds and these huge rings and necklaces all over her Facebook and Instagram. It's kind of like an advertisement to burglars and crooks. And now they're kind of looking at, Jeebus criminy. The Red Bull's making me burp. Every time I start to get on a roll, man, fucking something happens, man. I was cruising there. Okay. Alanis Morissette gets robbed. Kim Kardashian gets robbed, and the article that I saw was kind of questioning the fact of some burglars are looking at Instagram and Facebook and these other sites, and it's a Bible, it's a shopping list for them. And if they're really, really watching it, they know when you're at an event. They know when you're home. They know when you're in what city. You know, these personalities. Because really, that's... I hate to even give any... We'll stick with Alanis Morissette. So to, you know, keep the younger crowd, all the younger people, and make sure she's still relevant, still able to, you know, sell anything, appearances, music, whatever. She has to stay out there on these sites. So it's like, all right, well, now do you really have to monitor what you're putting out there? Can we just find a way to make it safer if people, like, can you add an extra charge if people are stalking you on social media? Like, that's a charge already, though. But, like, I don't know what happens if you do it for burglaring purposes. I don't think they've incorporated those two yet, but it's all kind of new. Like, it'll be really interesting. I wonder what it was like to be, you know, like, the first people who, like, made prank phone calls. Or the first, you know, like, when everybody first started having guns and somebody shot somebody else for no good fucking reason. Like, oh, man, how do we stop this from happening in the future? I don't know, Jeb, outlaw all muskets? I don't know, I feel like I'm retreading somebody's joke, probably. So I don't talk about guns on stage. I don't think, no. Because it's just everybody. It's such a beat-up subject. And it's understandable. It's a huge fucking concern right now. But I think I've already said on this show where I stand on that. Take off the regulations. Let everybody have their guns. Fuck it. Make them test. Make them pass criminal background checks, psychological exams. And make them take an actual, like, written test to prove that they have the knowledge to handle whatever classification, whether it's pistol, submachine gun, machine gun, rifle, shotguns, whatever the class is. As long as they prove that they can safely handle and aren't completely batshit Aspergers, let them have their fucking guns. Fuck it. Who cares? Don't piss them off. Don't get in their crosshairs. You go about live your life over there, you let them live theirs, as long as they're not hurting anybody, you know, if they're, you know, getting the guns and then robbing banks and shit, or tracking you back to the original thing, buying the guns to rob people's homes that they've been stalking on social media. Everybody does that. It's not even just celebrities. Like, I wonder how many people who aren't necessarily famous, but have, like, you know, decent following, have a lot of money, how many of people, like, you know, maybe you don't rob their house and get $2 million worth of jewelry like Alanis Morissette, but maybe you rob their house and get $200,000. You know, something like that, $250,000, it's still a lot of fucking money. I know people that'll rob you for like $50. $50. That was a little bit of my old hood side coming back out. You're welcome, Mamaholics. That was my Creeper Barry White voice, apparently. Yeah, so I wonder how many people, and they just haven't put it together because they figure, you know, they have nice, these people who I'm sure have, say, $100,000 to $200,000 worth of jewelry in their house at any given time, diamonds and whatnot, or a safe with some cash and antique watches, whatever. I'm sure they have Instagram photos or Facebook pictures of nice jewelry or the insides of their houses. Some of the younger, like maybe computer geniuses or whatever who, you know, get rich at a young age and get married early or something, develop some great app, whatever the case may be. So they're still on these, even some of the older people, some of these, they're still on social media. So I wonder how many of them have had their homes robbed and burglarized and just never put it together that the reason it was happening was because somebody was following them on social media going, oh, okay, well, they're out at such and such gala or they're at such and such ball tonight, so we have the place all to ourselves. This is an interesting question I pose to no one in particular. See, these would be good things to talk about when I actually have people on here instead of, I think we, multiple times I've talked about poop or pooping for way too much. And granted, mostly it's my fault because I put the paper in the bowls so that we pull it out and says, oh, what's the weirdest noise you've heard? Which I say that me hearing somebody brushing their teeth in the stall next to me, that's been verified, by the way. It's since happened again, and I can verify now that they are, in fact, brushing their teeth in the stall next to me while I defecate, knowing full well, I'm not super noisy, but I'm not, you know, like, church mouse quiet when I poo. I'm a man. I poo a normal man. See, right after I say, I got to stop talking about poo, I dive into poo. So back to the social media thing. So with all these people getting burglarized, what's the next step? Well, all these people, two celebrities so far, and then a bunch of people that I'm imagining might have possibly been burglarized, if my theory stands correct. But it sounds logical. But even if it's just the two celebrities, if another one gets robbed, or if, you know, more people in the lower range start getting robbed, if it starts happening more often from now, do you police that by just telling these people, hey, don't go on social media as much, or be careful about what you post? Or do you, and as I say this, I swear to God, I'm just now realizing I want to say that I saw an episode of, like, Law and Order, or maybe NCIS, one of those procedural or cop shows or whatever when I was, fuck it, I like those, I like a lot of those shows sometimes. SVU gets to me. There's only so much, same reason I don't watch Criminal Minds, really, because there's only so much, like, rape and murder and child rape and child murder and child raping murder, and there's only so much of that you can stand. And I did, like, 6 seasons of Criminal Minds, and I was like, yeah, I'm good. And I watch it every once in a while now. But if it's, I got to see where they're going, what kind of murders are taking place. Depending on what type of murder is taking place, then I'll decide whether or not I'm actually going to watch the rest of the episode. Back to the social media things, though. I'm very proud of myself for continuing to stay on some sort of track, even if I get way off, but I come back. Social media, so do you, are we going to develop a way for these people to still be able to go on social media all the time, still display this, and just try to think of new ways to make, like, how much more safe can you make it? I mean, it's the internet. There should be some, this kind of goes to when I was talking about cyberbullying a couple weeks ago. You're taking on a certain amount of responsibility, I feel, when you get onto the internet. So it's not necessarily Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat. It's not necessarily their responsibility to make it a safe space for you. That's awesome if it is, but, you know, block people that are trolling you, like, or ignore them. I took an opportunity to ignore a troll earlier today. This dude posted something. It was on a post that I made like 2 days ago, referencing Donald Trump and the North Dakota pipeline that's, you know, now being built again, but is on pause again, and it's not on pause, that whole thing. And he's like, I had a bunch of intellectual conversation with people that maybe didn't see the exact same point that I did, or you know, we talked about different comparisons and stuff. Or that the Trump wasn't even in the post. Trump came in into the comments. And, you know, so we went back and forth, and it was me and a friend of mine, and everything's fine at the end of it, you know. And, you know, we both see each other's points and whatever. And then one of his friends is like, you think Trump's building that pipeline? You're a moron. And it's like, dude, if you had read any of this, you know that wasn't the point I was making. Like, no, him, his, they're not out there with shovels. Is he, you know, maybe making policies and doing things to clear the way for it? Yeah, that's not opinion. That's just things that are happening. You know, and whether or not you want to argue he's just doing it or he's doing it specifically for the pipeline, fucking fine, whatever. But none of that is what this guy said. I never said that I thought Trump was building the pipeline. I was making points. And I think even when I mentioned Trump, it was more just about how he appointed that dude to the EPA who doesn't believe in climate change. Yeah, because I was making a point about, like, Japan, even though they produce more CO2, my friend was pointing that out, because, like I said, it was all about environmentalism, basically. And he's like, their city's choked up with smog. I'm like, yeah, but they build entire buildings and try to set up, like, purifying systems on the outsides of the buildings and hanging gardens and all this shit to reduce the smog. They don't have a reality show host become their president and hire somebody who doesn't believe in the smog to be in charge of the division fighting the smog. Something along those lines. More succinct and cleverly thought out and not rambled as I try to remember it, stoned 2 or 3 days later. But you guys get the point of what I was trying to make. So, yeah, dude was... It was an obvious trolling thing. He was trying to engage me, and then we could fight, and, you know, and he's going to call me a libtard, and I'm going to call him a fascist or a racist, and then he's going to ask, oh, no, you got to prove that, and it would just would have got ridiculous. It would have solved absolutely fucking nothing. So I just ignored him. I ignored him, and right before I started the podcast, I happened to see a notification that somebody else was in that comments path. One of my friends, I'm assuming, I don't think they might not have come to my defense like, hey, you bully. But they're the more reasonable ones, so I'm looking forward to see what they said. But just ignore the trolls. That's gets back to the whole point of everything is you're taking on a responsibility. So if you're getting trolled, if you're getting cyberbullied, I say ignore them, block them, get offline. It's still an option. It's not a necessity. I mean, except for you can order pizza and shit, but you don't have to go on Facebook. You don't have to go on Instagram, on Twitter. You do those things because they're generally fun, usually fun. And they're fun for these trolls, too, because all they're trying to do is get their reaction out of you. So just fucking ignore them. Take all their power away. You have absolutely no power to trolls. Let them do what they're going to do. Let them scream and yell and stomp their feet and wave their arms and just fucking ignore them. It's not like they're physically there, and that's the point I made a couple weeks ago. So now to take this back, do you put that same level of personal responsibility to these people getting... If they are getting burglarized because of their presence on Instagram and shit like that, so they're so out there in the open, how much more personal responsibility do you need to put on them to prevent this shit? Do you ever, are you like, no, you're allowed to put this on there. You're allowed to tag here. And if somebody burglarizes you, we'll come up with new punishments for that. But then how would you even, regulate that? Maybe you just follow them and happen to, nah. I don't know if you could, I guess if you break into somebody's home and they see that you follow them on Instagram or Snapchat or something, they could throw like extra charge in there and give you extra years on top or whatever. But then that would suck because like what if you break into an ex-girlfriend's house to get back your DVD player that you wouldn't, I don't know. What do people keep when they break up with each other? I don't break up with people because I've never been with anybody long enough to split shit. None of what I just said made sense, but I think you guys knew what I was saying. Yeah, we're going to go with that. Pause while I take a drink. I'm still on the tail end of being a little under the weather. So I think like the more I talk, the worse it gets. I don't know if I sound messed up to you guys at all. I hope I'm not like deteriorating throughout the course of the show. So, how much responsibility, how many more laws, I mean, what can they do? It'll be interesting to see where it goes from here. With social media and the internet and everything, it's just going to keep expanding and technology is going to keep getting crazier and crazier. And eventually, like I said, the robot apocalypse is now starting to look like the one. I thought it was going to be the zombie apocalypse. Now I think it's going to be the robot apocalypse. It just depends if it happens while I'm here, if the singularity, the event. Excuse me. Try not to burp into the headphones, trying to be somewhat a professional. So we'll see what happens, but I'm not going to bore you guys with the apocalypse again. I collectively could probably hear your eyes roll tomorrow, all four of you listeners, when I say, oh, the apocalypse, like, oh, Jesus Christ, this again. No, so we'll skip over that, and we'll go to the ads for people that I wish sponsored me. That'll be the theme song when I come back. Guys, Rally Dimebag Storage. Holy shit. I went to the head shop last weekend. Yeah, sounds about right. And I had to get a new, little piece, or maybe 2 weeks ago. I don't think I talked about this last week. But I got this new little bag. It's Rally's Dimebags. It's awesome. It's, I'm trying to think of like what, maybe like the size of like a DVD case. But, a lot thicker, obviously. It's a big padded pouch. It zips a long way, short way. Half of it opens up. Has a little hidden tray. Two pockets for, a lighter, a piece, or, papers, or whatever. A little zippered pocket. Then it comes with a smell-proof bag, and then there's a little pocket on the outside that you can just kind of, it has, a little folding flap. But this thing's thick. It's great. All the little pockets are awesome. It has a little patch on the outside. That's, a bit smaller than your palm. It fits in, you know, you can palm it, but it's a little patch, and the one that comes with it has a dime, and it says dime bags, and then, listen, it's Velcro. Oh, that means you can buy other patches. I'm probably not going to, but, like, I did check out the website that they had, and they're, like, $5 to get new patches, and there's all kinds of different ones, you know, skulls and American flags and chick outlines and pot leaves, obviously, because it's, you know, fucking, they know what they make them for. That's why they give you a smell-proof bag, a little rolling tray. Like, that's the neatest feature to me, though, is there's a little rolling tray. And the website is Dime Bag Storage. Dime Bag Storage or Dime Bags Storage? It's either 1S or 2. Trymboth.com. And then you can buy bags and, you know, get the patches and just check everything out. I got mine at the shop. They gave me $5 off because I was buying a bunch of glass. And so it ended up being like $15. Most of them are probably, I'm assuming, are going to be the same. They might have bigger ones. I didn't really check out the bags online. The ones I had there were smaller. But these things were great. Just all these little pockets and fucking zippers and everything's great. I love it. It smells fantastic, but I think it's because it was sitting in that head shop forever. And they have always just tons of incense going. And this was by the incense, but it smells really good. I like it. I like the smell of incense. It's a true pot is they actually enjoy incense. So they're awesome, dude. Definitely check that out. I want them to sponsor me. So Rallies, Dime Bags, if you're listening, welcome to the club of sponsors that don't sponsor me, but man, I wish you guys did, and I would talk about you all the time. For Rallies Dime Bags, let me see. For you guys, I don't ask for money from my sponsors. Usually it's products, but I already have the bag. So just give me a bunch of patches. Maybe give me a taller bag for like bongs or like a gift card, like a $25 gift card, $50 gift card. I don't know how big the bags cost. So that, you know, when I get up north and I buy myself a nice little bong, I'll get a bag from you guys. Because I'm definitely, anytime I need any type of pouch or anything, I'm definitely going to dimebagstorage.com. Dimebagstorage.com. The best storage for your 420 needs. I'm going to stop that. Otherwise, they might not do anything. But so, Rallies, welcome to the family. I've decided that this one, too. Planters. Going with Planters just because that's the nuts, the brand that I know. I've been eating a lot of nuts lately, Mamaholics. Let's go ahead and get the juvenile laughs out of the fact that I just said I've been eating a lot of nuts. Go ahead. Get it out. Laugh. Get it out your system. Go. And we're done. Okay. They're healthy for you, you know, no carbs, high protein, or low carbs, high protein. Also high fat, but fat can be good. So usually for a snack, I have nuts around. I have a big tube in my desk. I usually have a jar or two at home. And, you know, for a snack, I'll pull out, eat a little bowl of nuts. Yeah, I'm going to keep saying it, so hopefully you guys have gotten over it and are done laughing. If not, 10 more, 8 more, 6 more, 4 more, and we're done. So I eat a lot of nuts. It's basically what I eat. Planters, I know, does nuts. So Planters, if you guys are out there, just, you know, regular salted, dry roasted, you know, preferably with sea salt. Doesn't need to be, but preferably. I don't need, you know, honey roasted or any of that. Don't give me the fancy ones. If you want to send me, like, some cashews, too, fucking love cashews. They're amazing. They're my favorite nuts. Actually, I like all nuts. Brazil nuts, too. So, yeah, Planters, if you guys just want to send me free nuts, I'll plug you guys every week. And then that may be contingent because if Aldi gets to me first and Aldi's the other company I want to sponsor me because I live next door to an Aldi's, is really the only place I shop. It's magnificent. I absolutely love it. And right now they're behind Whole Foods as they're supposed to be like the second most organic, non-GMO, gluten, blah, 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 blah. So I'm loving it. They're cheap, too, dude. They're cheap as, I mean, granted, you have to bag your own groceries sometimes because I usually just have, like, I have a little canvas carry-on bag. So, like, I'll walk through the store, throw my shit in there, and then put it on the conveyor belt. They don't care about that. Like, nobody will fuck with you about doing shit like that. But then sometimes if you want them to just wring it right off and toss in your bag. Like, you can't set your bag up and they have to just toss it right in. You can't. They can't literally do anything. They have to put it just in the cart. So if your bag happens to be open in their way, then they'll do that. And some of them, once you do that, they'll, you know, put a little care not to smash too much shit or whatever, as long as you hold it open for them. Yeah, so they're super cheap. Everything's just right within the shelves. They got some name brands. Some of the stores are smaller, so they don't have, like, a ton of shit. But, dude, I'm telling you, for your shopping needs, 90% of my shopping is at Aldi's. And I love it. I got to pause, you guys. I need to get something to drink. I know you guys keep hearing me pause and swallow and shit. So I'll be back in a little bit. It's not going to mean anything for you guys because I'm going to be really professional here and pause it with the button. And we're back, and it's like we were never gone. Well, you guys might have missed me for a second, but sorry about that, guys. My throat, and then that just popped up a burp out of nowhere. Like I said, I'm on the tail end of... I was getting so sick right at the end of the year, right at the end of 16, beginning of 17. Just getting so sick. I was floored for a little while. And then I was feeling better, and I was doing great. I started to feel a little iffy last week, a little sore throat, like lymph nodes, I guess, or whatever. But then I was feeling great. Sunday, went out for a huge walk, got a little red, not too bad, because that is one thing I'll miss about Florida is you can get a tan pretty quickly here. But a lot of times it's too fucking hot out. So then I did this huge walk, get a little sun, wake up yesterday feeling awful. So I don't know if I didn't get so much sun, like I'm not horribly burned or anything, just like a little reddish pinkish, because I was just wearing like a tank top. So I just wonder though if maybe that had a little bit more influence than I might think, but I don't think people realize when they talk about, oh, let's go down, like, oh, Florida, so you just get to play in the sun all day. Like, no, dude, the sun's fucking dangerous. I don't think people, like, up north, I could go in the sun literally all day. Barely get sunburned, have fun. Like, no, down here, dude, you got half hour, 45 minutes, and you better be checking your temperature, your pulse, drinking water, taking a 5-minute, 10-minute break in the shade. Like, it gets real. Like, I couldn't have been, like, when I did a hardscaping, like, I did brick patios and lay downside, you know, like, refinish, you know, brick retaining walls, things like that. Refinished whole yards. I didn't just mow yards. Well, I did mow yards, too, on the weekends for the job for extra money. I don't know why I felt like the need to be so specific about that. There's nothing wrong with mowing yards. Actually, that was my first job when I was just a wee little lad back in Wisconsin. Don't know why I did it like that. When I was just, I want to say maybe like 10. Yeah, I was 10 or so. My neighbors behind us and the ones next to us. On either side, or just on the one side, actually, but on the one side and then behind us, I had, like, a little schedule set up with them of when I would mow their yard and when I would pick up their dog poo and rake their leaves and shovel in the winter, and I did that, and I, $20 a week or so, you know, kept their property nice, because it just so happened that those people were all, like, single people without kids my age, because that's what you did in my generation, is when your kids got to a certain age, you didn't do yard work unless you really wanted to. And I didn't have a yard down here, otherwise I probably wouldn't have done that to Emily. But if I ever have a son, oh, you better pray I don't have a yard, you son of a bitch. I'm just automatically going to call my son a son of a bitch, assuming that any woman that has a child with me is going to be a bitch in some way, shape, or form. Can't be helped. Ladies, it's not your fault. I am a horrible human being to try to put up with. 100% on me, girls. Don't you worry. I had an original point with all this way back when. Hey, you gotta be careful. I got sun poisoning a couple times down here. That was pretty horrible. Like, I just remember this one time we were playing football all day. Started to get a headache. Felt a little nauseous, went back to my friend's house, had a cup of Kool-Aid, threw it up and passed out for like 4 hours. I thought, like, all my friends were like, dude, we didn't know if you were okay. And I'm like, so you just let me sleep on the couch, like, hope he doesn't die? My friends are not bright. Not bright at all. but that's why they're my friends. So a couple more topics, because as we wrap up here, like I said, we might go a little under an hour if my throat keeps itching like this, but I'm going to try to at least get you guys to the hour. So something I saw today is that Cash Me Outside girl. Everybody knows who I'm talking about. That Cash Me Outside, how about that? Which I did see the video, and okay, it was kind of funny, but it was like not funny as like, oh, ha, ha, ha. It was funny like, ugh, I can't believe some people really are like that still to this day. And this girl, you know what? I might have to pull back on my judgment a little bit because she's, I'm going to hate saying this. The Cash Me Outside girl's cashing in. Cannot be the first person to say that, and if I am, then I apologize. I apologize regardless, my maholics, but that's literally what she's doing. I mean, she might get sued because she made her phrase Cash Me Outside all one word. I can't even say that just normally. I have to put that little on it. Made it all one word, and the C is like the Champion logo. So I guess Champion or whoever makes Walmart, maybe, I think is suing her. Somebody's suing her. Mm. Is it Hanes? I don't know. But whoever owns Champion and has that symbol, they're suing her for that. But yeah, she has like bodyguards and shit now. Like she's legit making money off of this. And part of me is like, oh, that's horrible. Like we can't glorify that type of ignorance and that type of behavior. But then turn around. And yeah, she may have done and said some stupid shit, but she's, God, I keep saying it, I can't help it. She's cashing in. Like, she's found a way. She's being smart about it. She's, you know, she's trademarked the phrase. She's getting T-shirts made. She's doing this. She's doing that. All right. You know, like, okay, I guess you did the dumbest thing. Not the dumbest, but you did a dumb thing, and you're doing something smart with it. Like, how much can I really, really hate that? Is that what we want to teach people is that you can be stupid and then just watch for your opportunity to get paid off the stupidity. Like, I don't know what kind of message or, you know, hey, it's never too late to turn your life around, but I don't know if she's going to turn her life around. She's still like 15 or some shit. I know she's not an adult. I want to say she's like 14, 15. Yeah, so she has, because I guess she just got in a fight because somebody tried her mom in an airplane, so she fought some chick on an airplane for trying her mom. Which to me is, I don't know, I guess if somebody tried my mom, but it'd have to be a dude. If a chick tried my mom, I'd just be like, fight her mom, punch that bitch. I'd hang my mom on to get in a fight in an airplane, and then I would not get off without her, no. I'm assuming these tickets are paid for, non-refundable, so I'm going to go. You fight, and I'll see you on the other side. Oh, I'm a horrible son. I call her on her birthday, though. I don't even know. I think she might have called me on mine, but it was late, and she was buzzed. But she has a different work schedule now, so I can't harp on it too much. Plus, I'm 37, and I don't really celebrate my birthday. So really, who cares? Because, like, I'm 37. What am I looking forward to now? What's the big next step in my life? 40? Yeah, that's what they said. Now you're over the hill. You're over that hump. You hit the fucking, that's going to be it. That's the highlight. It's all downhill after that. It's pretty much been downhill for the last couple of years. I'm in horrible condition. Hold on. Jesus Christ. This is why I can't do this solo. Talking this much. You would think, as much as I love to talk, and as much as I sometimes talk too much when I do have guests on regardless, you would think I would be able to handle this, but I can't. What happens once I... If I ever get to the point where I'm touring, I'm going to have to talk for hours every night into a microphone. But I guess I'll be prepared, so maybe, you know, maybe it's just right now with my throat being sore. I started taking more medicine. I'm falling apart, guys. I got a bad back, bad neck. My back, I'm realizing, only hurts when I go to work. So it's really specifically one sitting position that I only do when I'm at work. And it's not natural. Like, I've said it before in this podcast, like, the human body, we were not made, we did not evolve to sit at a desk for 8 hours a day and type and click and point and all that nuts. We're, like, we're made and we're built to be up and be mobile and be around. You know, maybe not live forever, but maybe only live to 30, 40 years. But, hey, let's have a fun 30 or 40. What do you say? What do you say, champ? What do you say, guy? I don't know, folks. Sometimes I tickle myself with the things that I say. But, yeah, we're not meant to sit at that desk, so that's what I'm really looking forward to getting to Wisconsin, where I can go off into the woods. I don't know how I'm going to handle that with my dog, because I don't want to just unleash him. I don't trust him. He'll disappear. I'll get mauled by a fucking bear, coyote, or a wolf or something. Or he'll join a wolf pack and come maul me, son of a bitch. Which I just found out, he spilled paint. He knocked over my daughter's paint, which is probably her way of saying, oh, shit, I knocked it over. So, and now I have paint all over my carpet. We'll see how I got to clean that up. But anyway, back to my list here. Say, cash me outside, girls. Cashing it. God, I hate saying that, but I'm going to say it again. No, so, I mean, I guess good for her. Congratulations. You know, who knows? Maybe she'll invest in... The next thing you know, she'll invent some great product or start donating to charity and become a great philanthropist. Maybe it's the next Mother Teresa. That shit would be hysterical. Oh, I hope I live long enough to see the Cash Me Outside girl turn into Mother Teresa. That would be magnificent. Maybe in like the post-apocalyptic world, depending on what apocalypse happens, she's like this oracle. She has this refuge where she hides wayward humans from... What do you think, guys? What do you think? Right. I want anybody that's listening to talk to me, message me, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. What kind of apocalypse do you think is going to happen? Or should I just give up on the apocalypse? Face fact, I'm going to live to an old age, hate it, and be a horrible old man. Because I think that's why I want the apocalypse. Like, I've done nothing to plan for my retirement, for my future. It's been like, hey, what can I do to get through this week and get to the next week? So who knows, man? I think the worst case scenario, I would just buy a mobile home, go way off in the fucking woods, and just live life out there. Like, I think that's eventually where I want to end up. I'll grow marijuana for myself. Maybe a little bit extra to take into town and trade, and I'll just live off in the woods like a hermit. I'll be like that weird dude that I'll come to town every once in a while with my scraggly hair. I wish I could grow a big beard. It'd be better. Instead, I'll just have this fucked up looking facial hair. Probably like some animal skin coat that I made myself. Didn't clean properly, so it kind of stinks a little bit, but I've gone nose blind to it. Coming to town with my weed. Ooh, maybe I leave the coat a little bit stinky to hide the smell of the stinky weed, because I really want to make good weed. Or I'll grow, make. Really want to make it in my kitchen. I want to grow good shit out in the woods, in the wilderness. And then I'll trade it for, you know, supplies. Maybe get some books. Read all the classics. Maybe I'll start, maybe I'll start recommending books, but Owen Benjamin does that. Plus, I can't read that fast. I guess I could... Maybe when I start, I keep saying when, but it's if I ever get to touring and stuff, I'll do books on tape, because that's what my dad used to do. I've heard a couple of books on tape with him, but they put me to sleep not driving. I'd be wondering, because when I read a book, you know, you go to sleep. So I just wonder if I would end up passing out behind the wheel doing 70 down the fucking interstate. That's why part of the reason I don't listen to podcasts, because I start just kind of drifting off, and I'll do it at work. But that's about it. I don't care if I drift off at work. All right, so wrapping this up. Hold on, let me see. I got to check the time here. And I can't take the microphone that far, so you guys will just have to wait 1 second. I'll make this as painless as possible. All right. Like I said, wrapping this up. the Floyd Mayweather Conor McGregor fight. For those that like fights at all, the UFC or boxing, because this, like, you're talking about two people that are two of the best in their respected areas. Mayweather, as much as I hate him, and I don't like him, I think it's his attitude. I would like his attitude if it wasn't for some of the other shit, and like, he talks like he's the greatest, but he's a great boxer. He just wasn't a great striker. No, that's not even true either, because he's pretty accurate. He doesn't have great power. I don't think he only has a fistful of knockouts in 40-some fights. Mostly decisions. Maybe a TKO or two. But he's never been beat. He great evader. Great defense. And, you know, works a jab enough to win fights, you know, off points. And I didn't like boxing like that. I wanted to see wanted to see fighters. I used to watch Mike Tyson and Holyfield and Shannon Briggs. I listened to the Shannon Briggs podcast with Joe Rogan, or Joe Rogan's podcast with when Shannon Briggs was on. He wants to fight again. He's taking out of this time off. He looks fucking, dude. Google Shannon Briggs 2016. He's got the haircut short. He looks fucking jacked. There's a YouTube with, like, Shannon Briggs Klitschko waterboard. Like, Klitschko was out paddleboarding, not waterboard. He was out, like, paddleboarding. And Shannon, like, rented a boat and was on the boat talking shit to him, or a jet ski, one of the two, talking shit to him with, like, a bullhorn, trying to get him to fight him. Klitschko's ducking him. He's, like, hitting him with the jet ski. I mean, there's a lot to lose for somebody like Klitschko, who's a champ. At least he was at the time. I don't know if he still is. I haven't kept up at all. Because if you lose to somebody like Shannon Briggs, like, he hasn't boxed in forever, he's so old, blah, 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 blah. But there's a real possibility you could do it. I mean, you're expected to win, so if you win, no big deal. But there's a real possibility, because Shannon's still a big dude with a ton of skill, power for fucking days. Like, that's the last thing they say to go is power. So if he clips you once, that's it. I don't care who you are, that's lights out. I mean, that's really anybody in boxing, though, in just about any division. But regardless, I grew up watching, you know, the heavyweights, the punchers, the Ali's. Like, yeah, there's good defense, but there's solid fighting, too. David Tua would just get punched in the head because he was Samoan and could take him and just walk people to a corner and pound them. So when I watch Mayweather, it's, come on, man, quit ducking, fight him. But regardless, he's the best, one of the best of all time. 42-0, something ridiculous, 44-0. I mean, never lost a fight, never lost a professional fight. So whatever you say about his personality, about him hitting women, which kind of ruins it for me too, any of that, I don't mean to say that last part so dismissed. It does ruin it for me too. I didn't mean to dismiss that like it's no big deal. It's a big deal. It's a shitty thing, shitty person, whatever. Connor, love Connor. Connor's, you know, exciting, brash. He talks shit, but, like, when he wins and when he loses, I feel like he's more gracious in it. Because he has lost, and he was more gracious in it. And then he got right back. He fought Nate Diaz at Diaz's weight again, where he already lost once. And then he, you know, kind of the same thing. He dropped him a couple times, busting him open bad. But he played a lot of defense at the end and, you know, won on points, which I say it was smart for him. I think that's just because I like him as a fighter. Like, you'll have a double standard for people you like that aren't directly in your life. You know, like, for my friends directly, everybody gets the same thing. But, like, when I'm looking at people that I'm fans of, Connor and Floyd, I'll give Connor more leeway because he does more fighting than defense. Anyway, let me get fucking way off track here. It's supposed to happen. It's not supposed to happen. There's all these reports saying that by the end of the week it could be signed and a date set. And then I just saw this thing today where Dana was like, there's no deal. There's not a deal. It's not going to happen. So we'll see. I don't know what your opinions are. I think it's fucking stupid. Every time somebody from the boxing world stepped in the MMA ring, they've gotten beat because they don't know how to defend the wrestling moves. You know, takedowns, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Judo, they can train, but they haven't trained their whole lives like they have from boxing. So if they get slipped, if they get shot on, that's it. The fight's over. It happened with Randy Couture and I can't remember the guy's name, but he was a lot bigger than Couture. Couture shot in. The dude tried to jump back, but Couture caught his feet, took him down, climbed on top. That was it. Fight's over. So Floyd knows that. He's too smart to do that, so he'll get Connor to fight him in his area of expertise, boxing. Connor's a great boxer, but he hasn't focused on boxing his whole life like Floyd has. So in a boxing match, I think Floyd's going to take, and plus muscle memory. What happens if Connor, like, snaps, if he gets caught with a punch the wrong way or something, and just everything comes flooding back that it's like, oh, yeah, I wrestle people and break legs. And he just, like, he shoots on fucking that would be hilarious. So see him shoot on Floyd and put, like, a heel hook or an arm bar in and just, like, pop something out of place. It'd be fucked up. I shouldn't say it'd be funny, but whatever. You know what I mean. Don't judge me, Mamaholics. So, I don't know. If you guys are fight fans, is this something that I wanted to, like, if you're a fight fan at all, what do you think is going to happen? You know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, hit me up. Because I just don't see it. I don't see it. And I don't think I want to. I just think it'd be I don't think Floyd can win with MMA rules and Conor can't win with boxing rules. So I don't know. You know, and there's no real happy medium. So I don't know why they always have fight. I mean, hey, balls out to Conor for saying he'll do it in the boxing ring. For not telling Floyd to come to him, for saying I'll come to you. Kind of has that that habit. So he's a beast. He's a, for, you know, 5 foot whatever Irish dude, he's a fucking monster. Like, I would hate for that dude to be pissed at me and cash me outside. And that's it for topics. Mamaholics, you stuck through. You did good. I'm going to give you your Netflix pearl. This one's actually on Amazon again, because, again, I've been watching a lot of Amazon at work. So this one is The Voices with Ryan Reynolds, Anna Kendrick. There's another dude in it that looks kind of familiar. I think there's a couple people in it that look vaguely familiar, but those are the two that you're going to recognize is Ryan Reynolds, Anna Kendrick. Ryan Reynolds is a dude who's a little off. He's nutty, talks to his dog and his cat, has a crush on this chick at work, the smoking hot British chick. She stands him up, accidentally stabs her. I'm not spoiling anything yet. That whole part right there is actually in the description of the movie. And then that's when things get nutty. And it is actually a pretty good movie. There's a couple of emotional parts. And it's Ryan Reynolds actually talking to his cats and dogs with him doing the voices back. So, like, when he talks to his cat, like, his cat talks in this Scottish accent, and his dog's like, "You're a good boy. I like you. You're okay." I'm not going to do the Scottish accent because I tried it the other night. It was horrible, so I'm not going to do it tonight. I know I did a bad Irish one earlier, so just think about that and the cat being really horrible, telling him to kill people, shitting everywhere, yelling at him to feed me. He's like, "Nobody likes you. Everybody at your job talks about you behind your back." Ha, I did it. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. But the movie was good. Thoroughly enjoyed the movie. Anna Kendrick, as always, is just a fucking doll. Love Anna Kendrick. Probably her and still Alice Braga, my biggest Hollywood crushes. Jessica Alba is still in there. I still love you, Jessica. Don't worry about it. But yeah, The Voices was really good. I enjoyed it. I think I might have talked about that last week, come to think about it, with what the fuck is that dude? Kevin. Yeah, did I do that? I normally erase movies once I talk about them, but I think I might have done that. And I think I did Lucky 2 with Colin Hanks and Ari Grainer. So now that I'm doing them, I'm almost positive I did it. So I apologize, Mamaholics. And you're in luck, though, because I did have another one, the bonus one I was telling you about. I haven't seen this movie for a while, so I got to rewatch it. So this synopsis is going to suck. But it's John Cusack in a movie called The Bagman. And basically, he's a hitman and all-around kind of baddie for a local crime boss. And he wants to get out. And the crime boss is like, "Here, you know, have this bag, this hotel room. Just sit there and watch it until a handoff or something along those lines." And the main thing is, don't look in the bag. He ends up looking in the bag, of course. And then there's, like, a Russian chick that's involved somehow. I can't remember. But I really enjoyed the movie. God, it's been so long since I've seen it, too. Because I had it downloaded on a computer, and then it got wiped away, and I kind of forgot. And then I just saw it on Netflix the other day. And like I said, it was good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I saw it, and I got to rewatch it. I've been saving my internet because my phone almost... Ooh. Excuse me. Good Lord. That's another burp. I use my phone, as you guys know, for my internet at my house, and I almost ran out of internet data, so I've been holding off. But it reset today, so maybe I'll watch it this week and touch back up with you guys next week on it. Let you guys know. Just watch it. It's John Cusack. Anything John Cusack's in is going to be good. I don't think I've ever seen anything Gross Point Blank he was in. He was good. High Fidelity, of course. You know, his older movies, One Crazy Summer, Say Anything, Better Off Dead. No, Better Off Dead as well. I was thinking there's another one, but those, I think, were the big three. And then there's maybe another one back then that I'm missing. But, you know, like, those movies were all really good. So John Cusack's just, he's a national treasure. He's also been in some horrible movies, but who hasn't? I haven't, because I haven't been in any movies. Mamaholics. We have been on here. Let me check the time because I think I made it all the way to a whole hour for you guys. I know. Yes, it's going to be like an hour and a minute or two. Oh, my goodness. Aren't you guys proud of me? Mamaholics, as always, I thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Again, shortly here, I'll be moving to Wisconsin, so you'll have to have a little pause without me. But I will be back, I promise you. As always, guys, James Bailey, haha, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My Mom's Favorite Podcast on Facebook. Like the page, follow us, listen, hmbradio.com. And as always, call your mama. Oh, I surprised you. Call your mama. She misses you. She worries. Love stinks.
Dang.